people. So my own faithfulness and the means by which I relate to God is so wound up in this concept of faith. Now, we need to bring it out of the mystical because actually everybody lives their lives by faith. There's three things I want to share that keep them in mind, and hopefully it will keep us on a path that's consistent with the Bible itself. The most important issue about faith is its object. It's like meditation. What's more important, the process of meditation or what you meditate on? And actually, it's not the process because meditation is a practice that can be found all over the world. But on thy law, I meditate day and night. In the same way with faith. The real issue isn't that you believe. The question is, what or whom do you believe in? Now, the reason that's the case is because everybody lives by faith. The only difference between Christian faith and non-Christian faith is the object of our faith. For instance, you drive your car by faith. You may come to an intersection and you see a green light. What do you do? Well, I'm sure you just go across the intersection. Now, you do that by faith. You didn't see the other light that was given to the other direction, whether it was red or green or yellow. And so, but you believed, however, that they had a red light, that the people saw the red light, and that they would stop. Now, if you didn't believe that, what would you do at that intersection? Well, you'd slow down and maybe kind of hesitate and finally go across the intersection. That's a lot of faith if you think about it, especially in your fellow man and the mechanics of the semaphore light. Now, the point is that there's only one legitimate object for our faith, and the reason is given pretty much in Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 7 says, "Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith." Now, here's an important concept. He didn't say imitate what they did. Imitate what they believe. What do they believe? Next verse. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, yes, and forever. Now, why God is the ultimate object for our faith is because he is immutable. In other words, God cannot change. Neither does his word. Not one yacht, not one tittle, not the smallest identification mark of the Hebrew alphabet will change until all has come to pass. He even says in the Old Testament that flowers will fade, but the word of God abides forever. So he is the ultimate object for our faith. Now, the second point about faith is that the more you know the object of your faith, the more faith that you can have. If you know seven promises from the Word of God, the best you can have is a seven-promise faith. If you know 7,000 promises from the Word of God, potentially, you can have a 7,000-promise faith. Now, let me illustrate this if I can, because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Any attempt to step out by faith beyond that which you know to be true is no longer faith, it's presumption. And a lot of people presume upon God. They say, well, I think God will work this way. And then they start walking by faith.